Hi everyone, we're continuing through Lent and we're doing our devotions on the memory verses that we're going through for Lent. And so our memory verse for today is John 15:5. So I'm going to read that for us a couple times over and we'll talk about it a little bit after that. So John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Let's read that again. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. All right, so a couple weeks ago, we just finished the Gospel of John and our Devo. So this verse is pretty familiar, and it's also one of the verses for experiencing God as well. But this is just such a great and important verse for us to memorize and remind ourselves of, because here, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's talking to us. And it's this reminder that we have to abide, what means like remain, live in him, be connected to him. And he gives this metaphor of vine and branches, right? This agricultural kind of thing. And Jesus is the vine, right? He's the trunk, if you will. He's got the roots and everything. And if we're connected to him, we are fed, we can grow, we can bear fruit, right? If you separate a branch from a tree, it's gonna die. No matter how green it looks like right now, like with the leaves on it or something like that, it's gonna die because there's no way to gain sustenance, right? Apart from that tree, the vine, the trunk, it's death. Now in our lives, right, there are so many things that we wanna accomplish with our lives. And what we often do is we go for the fruit. Right? That's how the world would have us do it, right? It's that, you know, go get the job, right? Go get the guy or the girl. Go get the status. Go find stability. Go make a difference in the world, right? We want lives that are full. We want to produce fruit. We want our lives to mean something and look like something. And that's good, right? That's a good thing. But so often we get it backwards because we go for the fruit first, right? We try to live lives of meaning and significance and purpose. We try to make a difference. And that's, of course, again, it's good. But what Jesus says here is, don't go for the fruit first. Be connected to me. Abide in me. You can't do anything without the true source of life. And that's what we need to do. We need to be connected to Jesus, abide in him. Let these words sink into our hearts and live in him, in his word, in prayer, in relationship with him. And as that happens, we're transformed and we can be used by God. Jesus can use us to produce fruit and we experience the life that he wants for us, a life that is full and a life of bearing fruit for Jesus. Let's pray that this can be our lives. I'm going to read this verse for us again one more time. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you offer life to us. And I pray that we as a church, as we memorize this verse, as we go into your word, we will be connected. We'll stay connected to you and much fruit will be born out in our lives. That people can see in our lives, that we're connected to you, that we have life in your name. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Continue to move in our hearts. Help us to bear fruit. In your name we pray.